Welcome back to the 312 Show. I am your host, Holly Katz, here alongside Zach Shoshua. Today, we have a very, very special episode in store. We have Fresno State commit Destin Whitaker, the Chicago kid, on the show today. It's a great interview. Enjoy.
So I think we're just going to start it off. We just have a few questions, you know, answer it however you want. First question. So what is quarantine like for a college basketball player like yourself?
That's a good question. In my opinion, it's more just building yourself. It's more of a mental thing, not being able to go out, go to the gym, do all that extra stuff that you normally do on a daily basis when this wasn't around. It really makes you focus on yourself and more of your mental aspect and kind of building spiritually and mentally. That's how I look at it. I mean, I think a lot of other guys do too, and I think that's a good way to do it, is attack yourself.
Absolutely.
Improving yourself, definitely. I think that with the whole quarantine situation, especially as an athlete, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's not necessarily like how can I improve, but more of like what can I come away with from all this downtime. And I think that you know, you said it well, like, you know, like you can't control the fact that there's not going to be workouts. You can't control the fact that you can't go to the rec center and play pickup and you can't practice with your team. So I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like it's more about just like, what can I possibly get out of this situation?
Yeah. It's more, like you said, it's like, what can you get out of it? Like, you know that you can work on yourself. You can work on your mental, making sure that you're mentally prepared for the next level, making sure that you're on course with all your stuff. And then at the same time, you can still do workouts at home, like push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, all that stuff. You still can get your daily workouts. It's just you're not able to go out as much. So, like, yeah, like you were saying, man, you just got to get the best of what you got.
Yeah, it's a great answer. I like that. You know, now especially it's time to, you know, self-motivation. You got to work on that, and it's just staying in shape, staying on the grind, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so I wanted to ask this, and I think it's a question that everybody wants to know. As a college basketball player, do you think you will be having a season?
Oh, man, yeah. Talking with my coaches and stuff like that, everybody's like, they don't know what's going on. The corona stuff is all, everything has just been up and down. The dates have been changing. I mean, it was like at first I was going to be leaving like the first week of June. Now that turned into maybe the first week of July. Then that went from maybe August. And it's like, we have no clue really what's going on. And the NCAA really doesn't either, because they don't want to bring everybody back so fast and then people start catching it. Because once people start catching it, the whole everybody got to shut back down.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that there's going to be a season. I think it's just going to be a matter of time. I think it's just going to take a little bit. And it's going to, if we do have a season, it's probably going to be restrictions, like no fans or a certain amount of fans or something like that. But who knows? Like I said, everything's just been changing so much.
Right. Do you think, I mean, obviously, I think that if the college season comes back, there's definitely going to be restrictions. Hold Would on. You want to?
Kind of going on.
Oh, is it all good?
All right. You cut out a little bit there, Zach. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on. He's frozen there. Hold up. Oh, is he frozen on your screen?
Yeah, he's frozen. So are you, but I can hear. Oh, wait, no, you're not. I can hear you.
Oh, no, I'm not. All right, let's just give it a minute.
How's my connection?
Yours is good, yeah.
Okay. We can edit this out, no problem.
Yeah, it's all good. Should I, like, re-invite him in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to keep – he'll come back in. There we go.
Okay,
we good?
Great. There we go.
All right. So what I was saying you know, if the season comes back, there would definitely be restrictions.
Yeah.
Would you want to play without fans? I know, like, obviously, like, you'd want to play, but it would be a lot different, right? The atmosphere.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You don't get the same energy. You don't get the same, like, home court advantage. It ain't going to be no home court advantage. It's just going to be whoever comes out to play that night. So it's like, as a player, do I want to play? Yeah, always. But it's like, without the fans, it's like, I don't know. I'd rather just wait it out.
Right.
I'd rather just wait and kind of just wait until everything kind of clears up. With no fans, it's like, man, what's the point of sports?
And it's different from college, too, because the NBA, you can do no fans because they're already in the league. For college, right. Like, guys, you know, you're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to make a name. You're trying to get to the league. You know, you right. need those games. Those are all – it's all tryouts, basically, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. You said it perfect right there.
Yeah. So obviously, you're committed to Fresno State. What was most intriguing about Fresno State?
It was a lot of things. It was a lot of things. When I kind of went – being from Chicago, I mean, obviously going to California, it's like, man – it's nice, but it wasn't my first time going. And when I went, it was more of kind of just wanting to see what the culture was like and how the coaches really treated their players and how the players interacted. And man, like, the culture is there. I mean, it's everything. It's what I go by. It's how they roll is what I go by. Family first, making sure that everybody's like, you taking care of everybody, making sure everybody eats. Like, that's my style. And the coaching staff there is great. So it was like once I took that visit, it really was like this is gonna be the school for me. I could do
yeah, because you visited and you had other visits scheduled, but you just committed right after that, right? Yeah, I like
I did.
That.
It's you. I did.
Yeah, you your heart was set. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It wasn't. And the other thing is too, like, I committed after kind of right like a day or two after, like probably 2 days after. The visit, and I have my next visit was scheduled at UIC. But the only thing is that I've done multiple visits to those schools. Like, I visited UIC, DePaul, unofficials, right. Like, multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, Valparaiso. The only school I really haven't been to was probably maybe Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Yeah.
But almost every school that I was getting recruited by, I pretty much visited. So it wasn't like I haven't did it. I just didn't do an official.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to stay on the topic of, you know, Fresno State basketball. You know, with players like, you know, Paul George, Tyler Johnson, you know, big NBA names coming from Fresno State, you know, what is it like, you know, trying to follow, you know, players like that who have really, you know, earned their spot in the NBA, especially Paul George, you know, being a multi, you know, time all-star and whatnot?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Like, I've always kind of looked up to Paul George. And then I never knew that he went to Fresno. Like, honestly, at first I didn't know that he went to Fresno State. And when I found out, I was like, oh, wow. Like, and I kind of try to pad my game a little bit defensively and a little bit offensively off him. So, like, when I see he went to Fresno State and he's paved a great way in the league, it's like, man, that's something. And the coaching staff there, Coach Hutt, he coached against Paul George when he was there. So it's like, I know that this guy is going to get me there. He coached Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard, you look where he's at. He's an NBA champion. So it's like, I know he can get me there. And being at that school, like I said, I think that's going to be the best way for me.
Especially for me. For sure.
Yeah.
So when did you realize that, you know, basketball was going to be your future? Like, you had a real shot at this, you know, D1.
I'd say probably in middle school. About middle school. Seventh, eighth grade, I was like, you know what, I remember one game I scored like 46 points in a game, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is something I can do. That, my parents always encouraged me. I was always kind of tall, so it was always a benefit to me. It wasn't – the game kind of came a little easier to me when I was younger. And as I got older, I kind of just tried to enhance it as best as I can, work on it as much as I can. That was, like I said, in middle school, man, I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
There we go. I like that. You've been grinding since middle school. I like that.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, after middle school, you obviously, you know, attended Romeoville High School. Mm-hmm. You know, what was your high school ball experience at Romeoville like? Can you take us through your whole career, like freshman year on?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. It was very solid. I loved it. I mean, I really couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, the only thing is I wish we would have won a championship. But other than that, like, I've had great relationships with the guys, the coaches. I mean, they've been with me since I was a kid. So it was more of a family thing. And like for my freshman year, we had a good team, pretty good. We ended up losing in the regional championship to Joliet West. They had this loaded team. They had like T. Kirk, Travion Bell, Tobias Kassenberry. I mean, they had some guys over there. They were real nice. My sophomore year, we were loaded. We had DeAndre Heckard and Dante and Khalil. He was about 5'8", but had like a 40-inch vertical. So we had a very loaded team that year. We were really good. And I played my part there. I played solid minutes, six man. Freshman year, I was on varsity. Junior year was my year pretty much to take over, and I scored almost like roughly like 500 points that year. That was one of my best years I had. My senior year, it was kind of rough. I kind of battled through a little bit of injuries here and there, but it was, like I said, I got to the 1,000-point club. That was a big accomplishment for me. Went D1. That was one of the biggest accomplishments for me too. And that was pretty much it. But yeah, it was more of a family thing going on with them.
Yeah. So did you start getting recruited sophomore year?
No, I actually was getting recruited my freshman year. So I played Mike Aces. I played with the EYBL. And matter of fact, when I was younger, around eighth grade, I started getting a little bit of looks of like colleges here and there. Mm-hmm. And DePaul was the first school to offer me. They offered me my freshman year at a team camp. We had Romeoville, we went to a team camp up there, and they offered me there. So I kind of been getting recruited since my freshman year.
That's crazy. You've been under the spotlight all those years. I like that. It's good stuff.
I mean, as an athlete who has been getting recruited from the time you were 14 years old, does that ever take a toll on you personally? Like, that seems like a lot of pressure.
It can. It can for a lot of people. Some people, they kind of look too big of it. They kind of get big-headed, and it's very easy to get big-headed at times like that when you get offers at a young age. It's like, man, it's like, I'm doing my thing. But it's like, you also got to make sure that you're humble. That's the biggest thing. And a lot of kids can kind of fall into a mindset where they kind of start getting a little bit of anxious and happy that they really got it. And there's nothing wrong with being happy with it, but also making sure you're being humble at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cause you can, absolutely, you can get, you know, stop putting in the work, and then kids catch up to you. And
very complacent. Yeah. I've seen it a lot. Man, I've seen it. Some of the guys that was top in middle school, number one in the nation, not even ranked like that anymore once you look at them now in high school. So it's more of a marathon. You just got to keep on running and keep that good pace.
Yeah, for sure. You got let me ask you this. What do you think obviously you're a shooter, sharp shooter. We were talking about that. But what do you think your biggest strength is in your game? Like, what do you bring to the table?
Toughness, defensive toughness. I mean, being a Chicago guy and playing with Mean Streets, you have to be tough on the court or you weren't going to play. And for me being from the suburbs, that was one of the things where you had to bring extra toughness so you can make sure that you – so. That's the biggest thing I can bring is toughness, and then obviously sharpshooting. That's what I do. So
yeah,
it's a combination. So defensively, that's my biggest thing is make sure you tough as nails, and then doing your thing offensively. That's why I'm gonna do my thing regardless. So
yeah, and that's huge for colleges, you know, because you got to bring that intensity. I think coaches don't even look at talent first; they look at like your will to play and your will to give everything you got first. So yeah, you got it right there for sure.
Most definitely. It's so many coaches, man, nowadays. Like, you can get an offer of just having a motor. Like, they'll work with you. That's sometimes a lot of people kind of miss out on is people, they try to score 1,000 points in a game. And it's like, man, you don't even got to do that for a coach to notice you can play. You just run the floor. Some people, you run the floor, get a rebound, take a charge, they'll offer you off that. And it's simple. It's very simple, but yeah.
For sure.
I mean, listen, if we have any, you know, Fresno State coaches, players, fans watching, I think they'd be pretty excited based on what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, sir. I hope so. I hope so. That's the biggest thing I want to bring to them is a lot of toughness, Chicagoland toughness, and then making sure that I just go out there and play as hard as I can and bring championships back to the city.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Have you been talking at all to any of the Fresno State guys?
Oh yeah, I talk to the guys almost every other day. Me and the guys, we try to stay in touch and kind of build a relationship. We were gonna we all would have been meeting up about now.
Yeah.
So it's like we all just trying to keep in touch and check on each other every now and then. See how everybody doing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So, like you said, you know, you're a Chicago kid. And, you know, the whole Chicago style of basketball plays, you know, hard-nosed, you know, basketball. But what do you personally think your number one strength that you bring to the game is? Like, if you were to, you know, get rid of everything else and just pick your personal best skill, what would you say it is?
My shooting ability. Most definitely my shooting ability. I work very hard to be able to get to the place I'm at, and I'm going to continue to work even harder to be even better. So that's the biggest thing is my shooting ability. I've kind of always been able to shoot the ball, so I always worked on it, and I've just been getting more and more efficient, and that's the biggest thing is being super efficient to where every shot you put up is dang near going in the rim.
So, yeah. Well, that's the confidence, too. I was watching the highlights. You would catch it, and you would – catch it, pop it in.
Let it go.
Every time, just confidence, you know?
Yep.
You're just letting it go. You're not thinking. You're just putting it up, doing the move. I know you got that jab and then the cross, jab and the cross, step
that's
back.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
That's the move right there. One of my AAU coaches, matter of fact, his name is Tim Anderson. He's an assistant at DePaul right now. But he was the main one that always told me, like, once you get it, if they can't touch you, let it go. Every time, let it go. Mm-hmm. You shoot the ball too well. If they can't touch you, let it go. And I always live by that. And he always put that confidence in me. So I kind of just ran with it ever since. And that was when I was about 15. So now I'm here, 18, still looking the same way. They can't touch you, let it go.
Yeah, can't touch me, let it go. I'll use that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's good stuff. So kind of going away from basketball, you got any other hobbies that you do besides basketball?
I like to play the game. I'll be playing COD all the time. That's my biggest. Me and the guys, actually, we'd be on the game. We'd get on the game and play a couple games of Warzone.
Yeah.
But, I like to mini golf, and that's the biggest thing. I like the mini golf. I like to bowl. I like to go paintballing. I like to do stuff, just fun stuff, you know? Take my mind off the game sometimes. I mean, you kind of get overwhelmed with it, all the training and workouts and –
right.
Scouting reports and all that. Sometimes you need to let your mind get off of it. Those things always get my mind straight.
Mm-hmm. So we're from the city. So you ever come to the city at all? And what you do there?
I haven't been up to the city in a little bit. I live kind of more on the outskirts, around just about 25 to 30 minutes. Normally I kind of go downtown, kind of go shopping with my sister or something like that. She'll go on Lakeshore, she'll go get us some stuff. So.
Yeah.
That's about it. Other than that, maybe I'll go up to the city and hoop with some of the guys. If they'd be like, hey, we all hooping or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. 100%. What music you listen to right now? Anything good? You got a favorite artist?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
G Herbo dropped his deluxe album. It's a hit. I mess with that. I mess with Polo G. Polo G dropped his album.
Album's good. I like that. Good stuff.
And he always come through. Who else? I'm a Drake kind of guy. J. Cole. That's my mellow type of thing when I want to get my mind right.
Mm-hmm.
And, those guys right there. Those are my go-tos.
Yeah. So you're getting ready for a game. You're getting warmed up. What's that song that just gets you going? That one song that you can play, man, and you know you'll be in the zone.
It's been changing so much. I mean, I don't even know at this point in time. Man, I can't even. It'd probably be Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill.
That's the same as me. I'm not even that. That's yeah, what I play. That song will always be the hardest song. Always.
Man, he was dropping straight bars. Yeah. Straight bars.
Like whenever I go work out or anything, I click that song. Oh, I'm in the zone. In the zone.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, and this is a loaded question, so I guess you can pick it apart how you choose. I'm not sure, you know, as a Chicago guy, you know, are you familiar with the Last Dance documentary?
Yeah, I watched it. I haven't seen the last episode actually, but I've been keeping up with it.
So, you know, the series itself was kind of structured to show MJ's dominance, you know, as a Chicago basketball player, and just show why he truly is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, you know, in light of, you know, that whole debate, can we hear your top five NBA players of all time?
Top five? Man, I knew it was coming. Let me see. I'm gonna go with, man, I don't even know who I want to go with. You want it in order or just it doesn't
matter? No particular order, but who do you think is the GOAT, first of all?
So debatable. I'm gonna say MJ. MJ's the GOAT.
There we go. Yeah.
When I say MJ's the GOAT, I don't mean he's the greatest player to play. I think he's just, like, it's a difference. Like, I think LeBron is a better player than Michael Jordan.
Right. Just because his ability player. To facilitate and everything like that. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think that. But I think Michael Jordan was just the father of it, kind of. He brought the swag to the game, the shoes, the physique. He brought all that to the game. So, like, I'll give him the GOAT. Like, if it wasn't for people like him and Dr. J, we probably wouldn't even be, like, man, like, you don't even know where the game would be right now. So,
yeah, I mean, he made the game global. I mean, yeah. NBA wasn't doing so well until MJ came around. He made the game, and it showed it in the documentary. Like, they would go all over the world, and everyone knew who MJ was.
Everyone knew him. And that's crazy. Yeah. That's why I say he's the GOAT. I'll say that, but I do think LeBron James is a better player overall.
Right.
But my top five though, I'll say Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Dr. J. People leave him out, but they don't realize.
Yeah, people do leave him out. Yeah.
Leave him out because if it wasn't for Michael Jordan, they'd be saying Dr. J was the GOAT of basketball.
Yeah.
And then for my fifth, man, it's replaceable, but I'm going to put Kevin Durant.
Wow. I'm going to
put Kevin Durant, but it most definitely can go into, like
– That is a list.
that's original, like, James right Harden there.
Replaced. It could be replaced with James Harden because his offensive game
– Whoa, James Harden in the top five. Damn.
I think KD and Harden will get there. I think because Harden – get there for sure. So, Harden's top five scorer of all time, in my opinion. I mean, that dude.
Top five, yeah. Scorer all time, yeah. He's
that dude, yeah. And to talk about confidence, that dude's putting up crazy number shots a game. Crazy.
He finesses the game too. That's the thing. It's like he finesses the rule book, and everything he does is all in the rule book. So, like, they can't get mad at him. He's just so great at drawing fouls and hitting shots. And his combos is just like, golly. But that most definitely, KD, James Harden, or T-Mac, Tracy McGrady.
T-Mac.
Most definitely. Those guys, that last one can get replaced with those three. But most definitely, I'll go with KD first, though.
So I wanted to just kind of close this out, you know, with asking you one of the more bigger picture questions,
you know, that can be faced, especially as a young basketball player, you know, and as a budding, you know, man, and, you know, just somebody who just wants to work to get better, you know. Yeah. And I think that is just what is next, you know, for Destin Whitaker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's next up for you?
Really, it's just like I said in the beginning, just making sure my mind is right, making sure I'm spiritually in the best place, and then once I get off to college, it's just working my tail off, working just to rehab myself first, and then just working to get to the league. I mean, that's my biggest goal, and if I can get to the league first, I'm most definitely gonna do it. But at the end of the day, it's all about getting your education. So when you go to college, you got to get your education. And that's the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, for sure.
What advice would you give? What advice would you give to, you know, our audience is a lot of, you know, student athletes, people around the ages of, you know, anywhere from 15 to, you know, your age. Yeah. What advice would you give as somebody who has experienced the, you know, the high school athletic system? What advice would you give to a student athlete?
Most definitely, I'll say just keep on working. Work as hard as you can, because the time will fly by. It will fly by faster than you think. I mean, you're a freshman, and next thing you know, you'll be looking up and you'll be a senior, just like that. So the biggest thing I can say is just work as hard as you can while you're young and while you still got it, because once you get older, the door starts closing more and more. So you always just want to keep on working and making sure you stay focused on your grades and your mental, spiritual, and your game.
That's well said. Any last Thanks words, anything lot, you want to say? Are you good?
No, that's about it. That's about it.
All right. Thank you so much. This is awesome.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, I'll hit you up when we post it. I'll tag you and everything. We'll get all that good stuff in. All right, man.
All right, bro.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
bro.
Man. Peace Big out. Things Stay coming safe, from Destin Whitaker. You heard it here first. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, peace, bro.
Thank you so much to Destin Whitaker, a real stand-up guy. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for elaborating on all of our questions, you know, in the way you did. And, you know, thanks a lot. You guys can find him on Instagram. It's just Destin, D-E-S-T-I-N dot Whitaker. Please go give him a follow. Big things to come from Destin, and I guarantee you will be seeing him on your TV very, very soon. Thank you so much. This was the 312 Show. Come on.